How's it going, everyone? It is once again me, Chewy, and I am one of the hosts of the podcast titled Exploring the Myths Behind Legends. And I am once again joined by Mariah. How's it going, Mariah?
It's going good.
I'm very happy to hear that. And we are scheduling this, or sorry, we are recording this episode, excuse me, a couple days ahead of time than we normally do for undisclosed reasons. But before we get into the topic of today's episode, I do want to remind our listeners, Mariah, that we do have our social media accounts. So we have our Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, etc. And the easiest way for them to reach out to us on those is to go to our Linktree page. So linktree.com/mythsbehindlgds is the link for that. You can find all of our social media stuff. Some other stuff that I definitely need to go back and update. I haven't touched up on that in a while. But by the way, that link is posted if you're listening to us on either Spotify or Anchor. That link that I just mentioned is on our podcast profile. I believe our online store should be on there as well. So by all means, go ahead and purchase some of our cool merchandise. And also, if the service that you're listening to us on lets you leave a review or a score of some sorts, please make sure you give us a top score because we are cool like that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Mariah, so having said that, let's go ahead and jump into our topic. So, what is our topic today, by the way?
Yes, our topic that we are going to be discussing is called the Roswell UFO crash.
Chan chan chan.
Everything in between.
That all sounds very exciting, and I mean, I know some stuff from memory. I do have some rough notes here that not that I didn't make it. I found a blog that I'll be reading stuff out of. I mean, it's not really a blog, it's a website, and it's actually from the History Channel. So I'll be reading some of their stuff on there, and also some of the Wikipedia stuff. But let's just get started by saying more or less what happened. And this is just from memory, so you can correct me if I'm wrong if you have more information on this, Maria. So apparently what happened, this is in the late 1940s, specifically in 1947, residents of the town of Roswell, New Mexico, reported that something mysterious had crashed around their town. So when they went to investigate, they couldn't figure out what it was. It looked very different from anything they had ever seen, any of them. So they called the sheriff, the local sheriff department. The sheriff was equally as confused. So then he called the Air Force base that was close by. And allegedly, what happened is the Air Force base came in, took a look, picked everything up, didn't tell anybody what it was, and then just kind of just disappeared. So, from memory, also, what I think happened is that, of course, anytime there's a government involved, the military, stuff like that, people get suspicious. So, of course, there was stuff among these crash remains that people had never seen. So, they started assuming or telling the story that it was actually an alien aircraft, right? So, fast forward, what is it, almost over 60 years after this. And so there are people who still think that that incident was, in fact, a site for an alien UFO car, not car crash, but an alien UFO crash. So, Mariah, what have you got for us about this? You are the top researcher on our team for this episode. So, okay, so what do you have for us?
So apparently it of course happened in the 1940s, and this was during a time when, we did not have, of course, social media. So I can imagine all the folks in town seeing something fly, and how to get the word out was a bit harder, I would say. And also, there wasn't the I would say the intelligence of the internet, of course, and all of that. So that's kind of kind of sad a little during that time. But yeah, I mean, can you imagine seeing a UFO, a flying saucer, just going through your town? And this is during a time when many houses weren't built. There were a few people there that lived in the town. So there weren't a lot of stores. There weren't a lot of houses. So it's more of a community where everyone knew each other. So I can't even imagine just experiencing that as a community. That's crazy. So we see this, or the story goes that a flying saucer crashed near a ranch, I believe. I believe it is called Corona. It was apparently, well, they're saying that it was supposed to be like some debris, maybe, and it was thrown in, or I guess fallen near a ranch near Corona, New Mexico. So Corona, I'm not sure how far away it is from Corona to Roswell, but I've been to Roswell and I can pretty much tell you this place looks like the perfect area where a UFO would crash, because it is in the middle of nowhere, Roswell, New Mexico. And I just went about 2 years ago and it gave me the creeps. As you're going into these little counties near Roswell, it's spooky. And it's a perfect area where I can definitely say, yeah, I think a UFO landed here. So again, I think this was a cover-up story.
Actually, I was gonna ask you, I forgot to ask you in the beginning, but I forgot. First of all, do you believe there are aliens out there?
I will say that I myself haven't seen an alien, but I've seen UFOs, and I've even heard stories from my dad as well. So that has made me a believer in aliens.
Okay.
So I do have backup. Backup. Let's say, what is the word? Proof.
I mean, you don't have to be too specific, but do you have pictures or videos or anything like that? Is that what you mean?
Yes, and also stories too. I guess memories of my dad and stuff, what he's told me and experienced in person. So as a parent, the parent doesn't hardly, you know, they just tell you their experiences. Usually parents tend not to make up stories when talking about something serious like this. And my dad is a huge believer in aliens. That's his number one thing, and Star Trek. But aliens is his number one thing. And so I grew up that way, learning and getting to experience all of that. So I definitely do believe in them. And I have seen a UFO as well.
So I'm going to, if you don't mind, ask you to share some of that stuff in a little bit here. I mean, as much as you feel like sharing, of course, you don't have to share everything if you don't want to. But hopefully enough to get us some more, what's the word I'm looking for here? I guess, yeah, just a personal account kind of thing. Because I've never been to Roswell myself. I've been to New Mexico. I've been to pretty much the entire southwest of the U.S. But only in passing. We drove through the southern states when we went to visit some of my dad's family that used to live in California. So we drove through New Mexico, Arizona, Nevada, California. And it's very different from where I live. It's, like you said, the middle of nowhere. I mean, it just felt like there was nothing in a lot of those places.
It is the perfect area where you would imagine this is the place where something like this
Yeah,
would
definitely. Because where I live, it's dry, or not, it's not dry, it's hot, but it's humid. And in New Mexico, and from there, pretty much all the way through Nevada, all the way to California, it's desert. It's just sand, yeah, and these weird red-looking mountain type of things. And so it does have the, I don't know if it's the physical characteristics, but like you said, it just gives that vibe of being a very mysterious place kind of thing. And not only that, but wasn't there the area where they used to test atomic weapons in the 40s?
Yes, and they also build abandoned homes and that they would blow up.
Yeah, that was the footage that we see from whenever they had those nuclear tests is, yeah, exactly that. They built like these little model homes with dummies of
Model
people.
dolls, yeah.
And so what they wanted to see is what the explosion of the atomic bomb would do to these buildings and to these quote unquote people. They're not really people, they're just dummies. But that is how they started measuring the effects of radiation and all this stuff, right? And so, how do people live there if it's so close to somewhere or to a place where these kinds of weapons were tested? And mind you, they're not anywhere near as strong as what they would be today. I think the weapons that we have today could not be tested in anywhere near a place, even though it's in the middle of a desert like this. I don't think it's safe for them to test these weapons on the same area anymore.
Oh no, and I think it's possibly because the population has grown.
That too, definitely.
That definitely plays a role. And this was way back in the day when there weren't a lot of people living here, and it was a small community.
Is there anything you might want to share with us as far as any of those things you were mentioning earlier?
Yes, so I actually have two stories, or maybe two, three stories, but the other two are really quick. They're probably about a minute. And so the first story that I think is so interesting, and it is a story that made me believe in aliens and everything. So the story goes, so both my parents told me the story separately. And so my mom and dad were sleeping, and my mom was pregnant with my brother. This was before I was even born. This was in 1990, probably. And so they were both sleeping, and she was pregnant with my brother. And it's crazy. So, this is my mom's version. So, and then I'll move on to my dad's version. So, my mom said she had a dream that her body was floating, and she got up like in this UFO type of ship, and she saw aliens putting wires on her belly and stuff. And then she remembers seeing my dad there too. So my dad was there and everything. And then my mom didn't remember anything else. She said as soon as they put the wires on her belly, she didn't remember anything. And then the next day she was in her bed. And so she tells my dad this story after he told her he had an experience. And the experience that he had was the exact dream that she had. So that was really freaky to me. And I just thought That's crazy. How can two people have the exact same dream? And was it a dream?
And was this the same night? Or was this a different?
Yes,
Okay.
it was the same night and the same time. And both my parents, both of them said they saw bright white light on top of the bedroom ceiling and that their bodies were floating up to the ship. And so it just freaked me out because I thought, wow, how can two people? And also, my mom, too, it was also the same way as me, kind of like, I'm not gonna believe in something unless I see it or feel it type. And she did not believe in aliens until that experience with my father.
Wow.
And she was freaked out about it. And she loves, I mean, she loved horror and everything, but this was something way different that she had never experienced. And that also made her believe, okay, this is something crazy that we just both experienced. And was it even a dream? Or was it actually something that they experienced? Like a UFO, I don't know. A lot of people online call it a UFO, like an alien abduction. And then sometimes they say they remember when they're put back too. And so my mom also described the time frame being lost as well, right after the wires. So she didn't remember anything. And my dad had said that he had seen aliens put wires on my mom's belly as well. And he remembers that they put something on him, and then that's all he remembers. And it also felt like time was lost. And then they both woke up. So that was creepy. So my question was, were they abducted by aliens? Or if not, then how would they have the same dream exactly to the T? So that's something question mark-ish.
I mean, yes, because their account sounds like pretty much the majority of the accounts that I've read about when it comes to so-called alien abductions. And it's basically the same story. People who claim that they see a bright light, and then their memories get fuzzy, but they do have some sort of flashback to something that was done to them, or being in a place that they don't recognize, with beings, not people, but beings, because they're not really people, they're aliens in their words, that they don't know who they are, but they're doing things to them, and then at some point they find themselves back wherever they were in the beginning. So I've heard people going through this when I read accounts like this, that they were driving in the highway. Or, like in the case of your parents, for example, they're at home sleeping. And it's always very similar. The details are very, very similar to the accounts that I've read. So that's pretty creepy that and interesting that they had, like you said, the exact same dream. Because the likelihood of, I mean, regardless, let's assume for a minute here that it was a dream. Or let's talk about it in that direction for now. There are people who claim that, yeah, you can have the same dream as somebody else, especially if you're really close to them, like for example, your parents. But the chance of that is super low. I think it's very unlikely, unless it could happen maybe that they're watching a movie or something like that, and they both fall asleep at the same time, and they happen to have a dream about the movie, but there's always some major differences between their dreams. And it sounds to me like your parents had pretty much the exact same dream based from what you just shared with us. So, I mean, that alone is it would be really difficult, even if it's just thinking that they had a dream. Now, in the sense of it being an abduction, for example, which is something that quite a few people have reported to go through, and I think it's gone down in the past few years, hasn't it? I don't think it's been as commonly as reported as it used to be anymore, I don't think.
Oh no. No, it has not. It really has slowed down in stories, I'd say, and people sharing their experiences online.
See, and the way this connects with Roswell, I mean, it does because it's aliens, but one of the theories that people had is that this was, in fact, an alien aircraft, a UFO, that crashed while the aliens were studying what I mentioned earlier, the tests of the nuclear weapons. So that's something that people think when it comes to... And I forgot to mention also that, I mean, these are going to be just theories. You mentioned you believe in aliens. I also believe there's stuff out there that we don't understand, both paranormal and aliens. I do believe there are aliens also. And I think that there's something that makes sense about that story in the sense that, no pun intended, that if us, for example, humans, are testing these kinds of weapons, then a group of beings that have the capability of traveling across space and everything like that, I think they would notice that. I think they would notice when we create something that's that, because, I mean, atomic weapons, whatever you might want to call it, it's super dangerous. There's also a lot of benefits to it. I mean, that's why they have the nuclear plants and everything, but the kind of manipulation that we do with that kind of energy, which is called nuclear fission, I believe, is when they split the atoms. That's what happens. I'm kind of getting a little bit confused here because I'm trying to describe it from memory. But basically what happens is all that energy that gets released when a bomb detonates, for example, or inside a reactor that creates atomic energy, happens because atoms are split, and when you split an atom, it releases a lot of energy. So that's dangerous because on top of the energy being released, there's all this radiation. And there's another process that we could look into, but it's a lot more difficult to achieve, which is nuclear fusion, in which you combine atoms and that creates energy, but that's a little different story. But anyways, my point is that let's pretend for a minute here that, okay, let me see if I can come up with some sort of an analogy here. So let's see, Mariah. It's like, let's say, for example, that we're traveling in the jungle somewhere, you and I, and other people, if you want, and as we're walking in this jungle, we happen to spot a colony of bears or tigers. I don't know, just any random jungle animal. And we find them, and they are using tools.
Whoa.
I mean, just think about it for a minute. It doesn't really make any sense, right? That you see, like, the little jungle animals building houses with hammers and drills and stuff like this. So it sounds crazy, but what I'm trying to say is this. I mean, if we, being the quote-unquote more advanced life form in this planet, happen to spot what we consider to be a lower intelligence animal doing these kinds of things, I think we're going to take notice. We're going to be like, hey, what are these things doing? Like, how are they building houses? How are they using tools? So what I'm saying is that maybe these aliens were cruising around in space and they're like, hey, the humans are doing something crazy over here. What are they doing? And so we're testing these nuclear weapons in this location, right? And allegedly that's what happened, that they were studying the advancements in technology that we were making, and that apparently, I don't know if this is accurate or not, but that supposedly that ship did crash because the bomb affected it or something like that, in a way that it broke it or something, that it caused it to have some sort of malfunction, and that's why the ship crashed or something like that. That's what some people believe. And mind you, whether or people in the audience believe this or not, I mean, it's just, I mean, for the sake of argument, let's just kind of take these stories into account here. So, did you want to share any other stories with us, Myra?
Yes, yes, I do. So, I did want to, I believe, kind of connect my UFO story from my parents. So, there was an engineer named Barney Barnett who apparently was at the crash when it happened. And from my research online and everything, apparently he did say, yes, he saw debris of the ship, and he even said that he had seen alien bodies. And there are a lot of retired military who have shared their experiences and their theories on why it may have also crashed. And so one of them that I was researching online, who was retired, who did work in the government when this happened, and I believe it's their family who are telling what they believed in or what they saw and their theory. So one of the theories was maybe they crashed because maybe they wanted to test on humans and humans' brains and all of that and intelligence of humans and stuff. So that too may possibly be a reason maybe why we dream of those things, or even if it was a dream, I'm not sure. But it's really interesting. And also my dad, he used to work, I won't say where, but he did have access to a lot of places back way, 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 way back in the day when he was in his early 20s, way before he started a family and all of that. So when he was single and everything. So back in his 20s, he did do a lot of deliveries as well, and in very top secret places. And that's where it also started for him, and a lot of things that he had seen that were very alien stuff that is scary. Not scary, but he did say maybe public isn't ready for a lot of the stuff, and also maybe the government kind of covers up a lot of important stuff because maybe we would not react all the same or something like that. But he did say that he did see a lot of unidentified things that had to pertain to this from the Roswell UFO crash. So he did say that there are still a lot of things from that time that are still being worked on. And this was, he saw those Roswell artifacts back in, let's say maybe the 80s, probably. So that was what, like 40 years after the incident had happened. So that is another thing, that another reason as to why I also believe. And the last thing is I saw a UFO in San Antonio, Texas, back in 2017. That was the last one and that I seen in the sky. And I was talking to my dad outside, and we saw this gigantic UFO, and it had crazy colors. It didn't look like your normal Southwest airplane. This was not that. It was circular, the ship that we saw. And it looked like a ship. It had it was a circle. It was a circular ship, and it had lights all around. It had maybe, I remember, red, green, and blue. And they were, and also white as well, and they were blinking on this unidentified object, but it looked like a UFO that we see in pictures and everything like that. So I definitely think that can also be a maybe flying through or doing more tests. And even today, there has been a lot of information on the news that has spotted UFOs still. So that too is really interesting to me, where I think, wow, that's amazing that this is still ongoing in today's society. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, because the government did release some sort of videos, and to be fair, let's kind of just draw a line here. And when you say UFO, it's the words are unidentified flying object, and unidentified
because it isn't a plane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I mean, well, here's the thing: like the explanation for that is that, or what some people say, that who don't believe in aliens is, and I'm trying to see it from their perspective too, is that just because something is unidentified doesn't mean it's alien. And that's right. I mean, if I see a light in the sky and I'm far away enough, I mean, I can't tell if it's a plane or if it's a alien worship or, you know, you know, so even assuming for a minute here that you mentioned your dad saw some things that are interesting, and even if it were just technology that's not alien, that's something that the government is developing by itself, I would still say that a lot of us are not ready to find out exactly what they're working on.
I definitely agree.
I mean, and that's, like I said, just even putting the whole alien thing aside, I do happen to think that the government has technology that they're developing or working on that we're not ready for. And I think that's been the case throughout history. I mean, they had the internet before any of us did. And I believe the 60s and 70s, I think that's when they started working on the internet. And mind you,
that blows my mind.
Yeah, I mean, and mind you, it's nothing like the way it is today, obviously.
No.
Because now we have a lot more satellites and a lot more stuff going on. But the government...
And faster internet.
Yeah. I mean, the government did develop the internet, the military, in fact. And that's public knowledge. I mean, that's something you can find online if you want to read about. And I'm sure they had cell phones before we did, and I'm sure they had a whole bunch of other things before we did. And that's just the way it is. And I think that in the case of your dad, for example, even if you were to take the whole alien thing out of it, even if it's just regular technology that they're working on, I think a lot of us would still not be equipped to handle the truth. But what's interesting about that story, though, Maria, is that maybe that's how, if you connect that to the quote-unquote dream story, maybe because your dad was around that kind of stuff, maybe the aliens spotted him, and that's how they were able to find him. And after he started a family or whatever, then that's they were able to keep their eye on him, kind of see what he was up to.
Yeah, that's kind of scary. What blows my mind, I do want to share that this is actually public and you can go listen to it right now. They have a UFO it was live at the time, on archive.org. They have the live Roswell UFO crash broadcast, and it is haunting. It is very haunting, the way, I mean, this was 1947 broadcasting news, and it's scary.
So it's like an actual broadcast from the news.
Yes, and it is 14 minutes long, I believe.
Okay.
It's haunting. It's, I can't imagine being a broadcaster having to broadcast this for the first time, because this was the very first time that we were able to hear about this when radio was barely going.
Just so I understand correctly, this is an actual broadcast from those days, and it's not like somebody did a recreation of it or they did something like that. It's an, like the actual transmission.
Okay. It is the actual one, and that is why it is on archive.org. It is a real live broadcast, and they are broadcasting through radio the Roswell UFO crash. And it reminds me of the Halloween old school broadcasting commercials from the 50s. You hear like the older man saying, "Coming live to you," but he sounds almost like a ghost. I don't know. That's just my first impressions. But can you imagine being a resident of Roswell and hearing that live on your radio? And it really made me feel like I was living in that time, just hearing the broadcast on this Roswell.
Did you ever hear of the broadcast of the War of the Worlds?
Yes.
That makes me think of that exactly, because that was just somebody reading a story that they wrote.
Yeah.
I believe it was...
It sounds so spooky.
Yeah, or I'm not sure if they wrote the story themselves, but somebody was reading a story about an alien invasion on the radio. And this is back like the 30s or 40s, maybe like around this time period also. So people actually did freak out. They thought there were aliens burning down New York or whatever. Like everybody was freaking out and people panicked.
Buffalo. I think it was in Buffalo, New York. Yes. And people actually believed this was actually happening, but it was a story.
Yeah.
Just a story. And I can't even imagine just freaking out, like washing dishes and hearing that.
Yeah, I mean, imagine you're like, kind of just...
Oh, no.
Kind of having a nice family dinner or something like that, and you hear, oh, by the way, there's aliens that are burning down New York City. Anyways. On to the weather.
Yeah, and the broadcaster, he mentions about the UFO crash and that it had crashed near Roswell, he says that, and it was an identified object, and it is, just his voice is very haunting, and it gave me the chills just hearing it, the news about it during that time in 1947, I would be running for the hills.
Okay, so I have something here from this webpage that I said earlier about the History Channel. And it kind of goes back to what I said a little earlier about the government having stuff that we don't know about yet. And allegedly what happened is the explanation that they gave, and I think this is back in the late 90s, that they actually did admit that something was going on, but it wasn't aliens. It was just them doing some sort of research in that area. And what I'm reading here from the History Channel page is that there was this thing called Project Mogul. I hope I'm saying that right. And it was a top secret government project in that area that had weather balloons, which was the explanation they gave for the thing in Roswell that fell, that it was just some sort of weather balloon. But the report that the government released on that is that this project was working with stuff that was not common back then. That's, for example, lightweight and ultra-strong metals, fiber optic cables, and fireproof fabrics. So these were things that this report explains that is why people couldn't identify any of those things, that when they saw the weather balloon crash, it looked really different because nobody had ever seen that, not because it was alien, but because it was secret government technology.
Wow.
So, and again, playing it from that angle, that's what I said earlier. I mean, it's true. I mean, I do think that there are things out there that are being worked on by the government that we have no idea about. And I think that if we were to see these things, let's say, for example, that something like this happens today, and we find, or whoever finds the crash site, whatever, finds that there's a device to communicate with your mind, for example, or something crazy like that, something like super advanced, right? I mean, I think whoever finds that is gonna be really freaked out. I mean, it's gonna be like, what is this? Like, what is this device, and why, how does it work? And so I do think that's a possibility. I mean, maybe in the case of it not being aliens, just looking at it from that perspective, I mean, just that alone, it's kind of freaky. And then the other thing is that this is kind of disturbing. I don't know if this makes it more disturbing to me that than if it actually were aliens. I think I could live with that better. But check it out. So I think in that same report, the Air Force said they admitted that they would drop test dummies from airplanes into the desert. So basically, what they were doing is they were designing these dummies and kind of making them be as close to humans as possible because they wanted to test parachutes and stuff like that. So can you imagine you're kind of just driving around in in your ranch, whatever, and all of a sudden you find you like you hear this noise and you go see what it was, and it's like this body just in the ground with a parachute and like a Navy, Air Force uniform. Or I mean, it's not a person, it's a dummy.
And I believe they may have said it because of all the people that said that they looked like alien bodies, but were in fact just test dummies. So.
The reports are that I mean, people found these things, whatever, and that a few minutes later, some jeeps or like the military vehicles would come by and pick them up and take them away and then disappear forever. So I mean,
Wow.
just try to picture that in your mind. Just you're kind of just hanging out in your ranch in the middle of the desert, whatever, and you see this what looks like a body just falling into your property, and then like 10 minutes later, some jeep shows up. Okay, sir, we're gonna pick this up. Never mind. Bye. Nothing happened. You didn't see anything.
All I picture is the Men in Black movie with the I think it's like a flashlight, and they do this thing with your eyes,
Oh yeah,
and you don't remember anything.
the memory thing, whatever, the neuralizers they call it,
Yeah,
yeah.
like we're gonna go pick up our test dummies from your backyard, and you won't remember any of this.
I mean, wow. That's kind of that would really disturb me. I'm not gonna lie to you. If I'm just having a barbecue and then just see this thing falling in my backyard, and then the government shows up. Okay, so we're gonna pick
I
this up.
would for sure have palpitations. Yeah. Because they made it look, well, from the report, they did, like you mentioned, they actually made these dummies to have a likeness to humans.
Yeah.
So that is really creepy. But they're, like in the report, they are just test dummies. So that, of course, I wouldn't say cover up, cover up the story or the belief in alien bodies, but that actually makes perfect sense to why they look human-like. And maybe people saw from a distance, like, hey, this was, or I think it was an alien. It may have looked like an alien, but not exactly like me. Like human, so yeah, of course, because they were dummies. So that's spooky, of course. But oh, I would be so scared.
Now, The other thing that I want to cover real quick is that, I mean, I studied psychology in college. That was my major. And I'm not an expert, mind you, because I didn't go into higher education, so I don't have a master's, I don't have a PhD. But I did study some stuff about memory. That was one of the classes that I took. I took actually a couple of classes on memory, I believe. I can't even remember. That's funny. How many classes on memory did I take? I don't know, I can't remember.
It got wiped out
Yeah, I think it was
by
one or
those
two.
flashlight
It
thingies.
was one or two classes. But anyways, the point is that they did touch up on the fact of on the concept of false memories. And I'm gonna share a story, and it's gonna seem like it's got nothing to do with this, but it does. It's not a personal story, mind you, but it's a story that they told us in one of my classes. There was this man by the name of Piaget who actually became some sort of a famous psychologist, specifically for childhood and early life, that kind of stage in a person's life. But anyways, he grew up thinking that at some point he was kidnapped by someone, and that his family was looking for him, and that eventually the cops found him and they brought him back to his family. And he grew up believing this up until he was an older person, maybe like middle-aged. And then he found out that the story was made up completely. Like, it never happened. So, how this connects with alien theory is that, you know how we tend to visualize the aliens as the greys, these,
Yes.
I mean, it's not, maybe not the right word, but like the stereotypical alien that's got like the small body with gray skin and the big head with the big black eyes kind of thing.
Wise.
And the people who try to explain that from a more scientific point of view say that we visualize aliens like that because that is more than likely how we visualize people as we're growing up, as when we're babies. Like, we really can't distinguish a lot of things because our senses aren't developed quite all the way yet. So basically, we kind of create this image in our mind of what we think a person looks like, and it becomes embedded in our subconscious. This is all kind of weird stuff, right? So it becomes embedded in our subconscious, and that is why we kind of give the aliens this image, because it's kind of like
Visualization.
our memory trying to come up with some sort of picture of what we thought the world looked like when we were like little babies or something like that. I mean, it's a lot more in depth than that. I'm just kind of skimming the surface here, and once again, I'm not an expert and I've forgotten a couple things here and there. But that's essentially what I remember from the class, that a lot of us have memories of stuff that never happened, or our memories of things that did happen are not as accurate as we think they are. So that all connects with this, because again, we kind of, as we're growing up, our brains aren't fully developed, so we kind of just have this quote unquote visual memory of what we think a person looks like when we're babies. And
Wow.
yeah, and they also did studies with animals, by the way, and basically the more, and well, and even with babies too, with human babies, and they would show them pictures, and basically the picture or the drawing that looked closer to an actual real human face is the one that they would wanna reach out for. So
Oh.
in a picture, they would just like let's pretend they would show them like a smiley face, you know, like the circle with the smiley, you know, like a smiley emoji type of thing. But then in a different picture, they would show them a little bit more detail, and then they would show them a picture of an actual person. And the babies, in the vast majority of cases, would actually try to reach out for the real picture, not the drawing or the other one. So, and yeah, so I mean, it's getting a little weird here, but basically, it kind of connects with the image of the grays, because again, it's something that we have embedded in our subconscious. And I mean, I can go about this forever, I'm sorry. Because one more thing I'll mention about this before I move on, Maria. Is that, I don't know. Let me ask you this, before I even say anything. Do you think there's some sort of a plane of information that we can reach into when we are asleep or when we kind of go into a trance, maybe? And I'll explain why I'm asking this to you right now, but do you think that's possible?
I believe so. I think so, for sure.
Basically, what I'm trying to ask you is, now that I thought of the right way to ask you, is do you think that the minds of people, of humans, human beings, are all kind of connected in a way?
Yes. Definitely. Like strangers. I don't even know this person, but we may have the same idea of a story or something like that. I would say yes, definitely. I know it goes a little bit beyond the mind here, but yes, I actually do think that is a possibility.
Because that's another explanation that people have tried to come up with as far as why we visualize aliens as grays, is that another theory of psychology is that there's something, I mean, and these are all theories, mind you, so it's not facts. So that, I'm not trying to say these things are real, necessarily. But it's things that I've read about that I find pretty interesting. And I think I've talked about this, maybe not to you, but in the podcast, about something called the collective unconscious. And basically that means that human minds are connected in some way, like subconsciously. So, and that it's easier to reach into that place when we're asleep, kind of. So that's why a lot of us have the same type of dreams. That's why it's so common for people to dream that they're flying or to dream that they're driving a car. I mean, and mind you, these are things that you do in maybe not flying like Superman, but but things that a lot of people report having dreams about, and they're pretty similar. And that is another reason why people would try to explain, oh, it's because, I mean, if you try to approach it from that direction.
Yeah. That's definitely an amazing, interesting fact, because it is true. A lot of people do. And I definitely believe that too, that we are all connected in some way in the dreams, and possibly a reason why we may have the same stories and such. And there's just such a craziness to it. It's so cool. I love it. I love the stories and stuff. But it is, it's kind of chilling in a way. It's really spooky-ish.
Yeah.
I don't know. Now that you're talking more about like the mind, my hair's, I'm having like hair raising on my arm. I'm like, whoa, this is very creepy.
Yeah, because, awesome. I mean, that's another thing that's, like we mentioned earlier about the whole thing about abductions, that people have a lot of similar stories, and that it's because of something like this, that maybe, like, our minds are all connected somehow, in a way, and that we kind of see what some people go through, and I mean, it's a little weird to talk about, but I think it's interesting.
Oh, yeah. That is such a great way to look at it in a different way. I definitely love that. That was you blew me away again.
So I think before we close this off, we can talk about some stuff that, specifically some movies that I've seen that have to do with aliens.
Yay!
So, and I mean, aliens in the sense of not E.T., but there was this movie called Independence Day. That's got to do with aliens. And that's the one where Will Smith saves the world by blowing up the alien mothership in space. And then the sequel, which wasn't as good. But all those have kind of like the aliens in those movies kind of look like some sort of creepier version of the Greys kind of thing. You ever see that movie, by the way?
Oh, I've seen pieces of it, but not the entire movie.
Okay.
I definitely need to check it out.
Yeah, the aliens in those movies look kind of like the meaner, bigger version of the Greys, kind of.
Ooh.
And then there was another movie that I saw that had to do with aliens that was called The Fourth Kind.
Yes, I have seen that one.
Yeah, so that one's about some. There's this lady. I think she's a doctor, right? And she goes through this. And was it one of her kids that got abducted or something like that?
Yes, it's been so long, but I think it's her son, I
Yeah,
think.
me too. It's been forever since I saw it, but it's got to do
Not sure.
with alien abductions. So if you're looking for movies like that, I mean, you should definitely check that one out because it's pretty interesting. So we talked about Independence Day, and I'm not gonna talk about that one because that's a super popular movie. Too much in depth. But the other thing that I want to mention real quick is that when I was a kid, well, not a kid, but I was a teenager, there's a TV show called Roswell.
Yes, it is on
Well, the thing is this, there's a new version of that show that was released maybe like 4 or 5 years ago, I think. But the
Oh,
one that I'm talking
okay.
about is from the 90s. I think it's from like 98, 99. And it's about this girl that meets some new kids show up at her school one day. I think it's two or three of them that are new students. And they are actually aliens. So I think one of the aliens falls in love with a girl, and it goes kind of, it's kind of like a teen drama type of thing.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the new version though.
Oh yeah, it has the Catherine, the girl from that famous doctor show. I forgot her name,
Yeah,
but
from
she's
Grey's
also in
Anatomy.
it too. Yes. Yeah, it is on Hulu.
Oh, that one is okay.
Yes. Yeah, it's from 1999.
Okay.
And that also reminds me of another one, the one you're talking about. Alien shows reminds me of, there was a show I used to watch back in the day. It was called Kyle XY or something like that. I think it was on MTV.
I don't think I've heard of that one.
Oh, yes. It was supposed to be, it's actually, okay, so it kind of gives off the same, a little bit, like Superman. He's found somewhere out and about, but I believe he's also like an alien. And of course, growing up in in those children movies, Xenon, oh, that was my favorite. Oh, I love watching that so much. Do
I
you
don't think
remember that?
I don't think so, no.
Oh
No.
no. Yeah, I used to come out all the time on ABC Family and on Disney Channel, on both of those. And it was about a girl in outer space, and she was friends with aliens, or she wanted to be friends with aliens. But yeah, I have the outfits and everything. I have a lot of alien sweaters and a lot of alien earrings. Yeah. I should do a cosplay now.
Wow.
But those were the only ones I got.
And of course, I can't close off this discussion without talking about the OG alien show of the 90s, The X-Files.
Yes. I actually just built a house build on my Sims video game of course, Fox and Scully and stuff. So,
Oh, nice.
yeah. Yeah, so. And I even got the alien thing too, like a trapped alien or something,
That's
and
awesome.
glasses. But it looks pretty cool. But yes, oh, I love that show. So good.
I mean, these are things that everyone out there that's listening should check out, definitely. I mean, The X-Files, I would watch it in
Number
Spanish.
one.
Yeah, I mean, definitely for sure. But when I was a kid in Mexico, I'd watch it in Spanish. And then I saw it in English and I didn't like it.
Wow.
I thought the Spanish voices were more menacing and like more. It just made the show a lot creepier, because
Oh.
you know how we are in Spanish. Everything we say in Spanish sounds more intense and more like aggressive. And Yeah, so I mean, but I mean, whatever. Like, I mean, just you, anyone out there should definitely check out The X-Files if you haven't done so already. It's a great show. And the ones that we mentioned, of course, the movies, Independence Day, not the second one because it's not that great, but the fourth kind is okay as far as the movie goes, and also the show Roswell. And I haven't seen the new version or remake, whatever you might want to call it, so I don't know how good that one is. But I do remember I liked the other one, I guess because I was still a teenager. So maybe if I watch it, I won't like it anymore. But yeah. Is there anything else you might want to add to this discussion, Mariah, before we sign off?
Yes, I will definitely also recommend too for y'all to visit Roswell. I have visited Roswell, and I actually have pictures of my time there, but it was during the virus, so everything was closed. But it was so fun to take pictures still. And they have a McDonald's that shaped like a UFO.
Oh, nice.
It's so amazing. I love it. And everywhere you turn in Roswell, there is an alien character somewhere incorporated with a lot of these businesses. Even the bank is as
That's
well.
awesome.
They have alien logos or as like a mascot, and it is so beautiful. And also too, going there in the little drives, there's a lot of abandoned towns that look really creepy. But I would definitely recommend going because even if you don't get to like go to the little shops or the museum and stuff, it's still so beautiful. And you get to see a UFO McDonald's. So that's awesome. But yeah.
That sounds really cool. I definitely would hope to be able to visit that place sometime in the future.
Yes, and I have a picture too of this McDonald's that I'm talking about that
Awesome.
I'll share.
Awesome. So, I guess I do have one final question, and hopefully it's not too disturbing. But do you think that, like some people say, there are aliens that look like humans that are mixed in amongst us?
That is very interesting, and I will be super surprised if there were. Be like, wow, that is so cool. My dad, I think he kind of believes that he's one of them, I think, for sure. I think he thinks he is actually an alien and not a human, but he thinks, I don't know, in different ways. He has his own reasons as to why he believes that, but I would say if I knew one, it would be my dad, I think, for sure. But yeah, that's actually really interesting to think maybe there are, and we just don't know.
I mean, it would be really disturbing to find out if that was the case, I think. I mean, as much as I do believe in aliens, I don't think I'm ready to face one. If that was the case, I mean, if I ever came across one, I think I'd just creep, or like freak out rather. So, I don't know. I mean, in this day and age, I think anything is possible, really. I mean, just going through this virus and for 3 years, and then all these weird things have been happening all over the world, and it's like, oh man, like what else is coming our way? And I would want to say that there's very little that would surprise me nowadays, I think. So I guess that's gonna be it for us, Mariah, this episode. I mean, we kind of started off with Roswell, but we kind of went into aliens in general.
Yes, and also try to connect back onto the Roswell UFO crash and try to make connections and stories.
We did try to bring it back to it, so I mean, it's all connected.
Yeah.
So it's been pretty fun talking to you about this topic, Maria. It's something that I've been wanting to cover in the podcast for a while. And I mean, I will say this: I mean, if you're out there in the audience and you think, "Oh, this is a bunch of crap. This is not true," and that's your opinion. That's fine. And I do think that a lot of stuff that gets reported is not true. I do think that some people do make up stories to take advantage of stuff and make money out of them. Yes, that is true. And that is wrong. I do not agree with that. But I do think that there are things out there that we don't understand yet. Things that we are not ready to face. So, while maybe some of the stories you hear are not true, I do think that some of them might be true. I don't know. So,
yeah.
I mean, I'm not trying to convince anyone to believe in aliens or not. I mean, it's just like, I'm kind of just sharing my opinion with some stories and Mariah's stories as well, which are very interesting. Mariah, thank you for sharing those.
Of course.
So, Mariah, what would be your topic for our next episode?
Oh, I am so excited. We are going to be talking about Island of the Dolls. So stay tuned.
Cha-cha-cha. And if you don't know what that is, listen to the next episode. If you hate dolls, then maybe not. But I'm going to say this just real right off the bat before we sign off. I am not a big fan of porcelain dolls, so I'll just leave it at that for now, and I'll save my opinions for the next episode on that.
Not this one.
Yeah, because I think...
I'm so excited.
Yeah, on this one, I mean, yeah, we talked about some interesting stuff having to do with aliens, but then we connected it with the movies and the shows and all this. And honestly, this is the kind of topic you can do a lot more with, meaning like more than one episode, so maybe we can come back to this topic sometime in the future. Do like a part two, so to speak, of this. Because even just talking about the Roswell incident, there's a whole bunch of stuff that we didn't even get to cover. But that gets even more broad when you talk about aliens in general like we did today. So, I mean, it's just way too much to talk about. Way too many things to look at and discuss. So, Mariah, then we're going to talk about the dolls next week, and I'm not looking forward to that episode. But I'll be here.
I'm probably going to scare you to sleep.
Yeah, I'll be here anyways. I mean, I'll pretend to not be scared in that whole episode. But yeah, before we leave, Mariah, we should remind our listeners that we do have our social media accounts. They can go onto our Linktree page, which is linktree.com/myths behind LGDS. You can find all of our accounts there, from Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, etc. I do believe there's also a link there to our merch store, so go ahead and purchase some of our cool merchandise. If you're listening to us on Anchor and or Spotify, the link is pasted on our podcast description. And if your listening platform lets you leave a review, by all means, leave us a 5 or whatever the top score is, because we are cool like that. And I guess that's going to be it, Mariah. So thank you very much for joining me for this episode once again. It was great fun. And
thank you.
And I hope to see you in the next one. I will be here, even though I don't want to be here. For the dolls.
Oh, I'm obsessed.
Yeah, so until we meet again, Mariah, I want to recommend you stay away from weird lights in the sky. Stay away from the grays. If you see one, run. by all means, stay away from creepy lights in the sky. And until we see you in the next one, have a good one.